Welcome, everybody, to the Chamber of Her Liquid Secrets. We're welcoming in the magic. Welcoming in her mystery. As she guides us ever deeper into the waters of her holy water. Welcome, everybody. As I discussed in my last episode, that I was going to be taking more responsibility and putting out more podcasts. As you can see, the podcasts have been a lot more frequent. I hope everybody that listened enjoyed my last podcast, and I wanted to thank all of my listeners for tuning in. And I started getting a nudge from the goddess tonight to do another installation or podcast in regards to gathering the pearls for the heart's compass. This is now the third podcast, and I consider these like a class instead of a regular podcast. In my very last podcast, right before this one, I discussed how to find the words that speak deeply into your heart and imagine them at the bottom of the ocean as pearls. And then I discussed how when you have the pearl, to imagine the pearl being made up of gossamer threads or a gossamer thread. So I'm just kind of giving a very quick recap of my last podcast, but if you really want to derive a better and deeper meaning of this one, I suggest you listen to the one right before this one and then listen to this one. But if you want to, you can just listen to this one too. It's all up to you and what calls to your own heart. So, in my last podcast, not only did I discuss how to make words into pearls at the bottom of the ocean, but I discussed two words that were really important on either side of a coin. And those two words are fate and destiny. Because I'm very much into a shape-shifting kind of energy, a lot of times when I give out words like finding your pearls, at one point in time they're going to be pearls, and then they're also going to shape-shift into the gossamer thread that I told you about that you place within the center of your heart. And I haven't really discussed the process of that yet. I'm just kind of delving into the not so deep aspects yet. But as I embody more of the mermaid energy, which is a very shape-shifting type of an energy. The imaginations that I'm going to give you of putting the words that are magnetically charged to you on pearls that are at the bottom of the ocean. These pearls also, just remember, everything shapeshifts under the ocean, you guys. They don't stay the same. Okay? They might stay the same for a little while until something is needed for them to shapeshift into something else that gives a whole nother vibration and information coming in. Which is why I'm prefacing this with that information for you, so you can kind of understand my energy sometimes when I'm teaching a class. A lot of times when I say, make the words under the ocean are your pearls, and like what you do is you find them where they're magnetically charged to you, and then you write them down on a piece of paper and you circle a circle around them, because it tells your subconscious that they are your pearls. Okay, and then you find a beautiful box to put them in. A lot of the times when I say things like that, then what I'm going to do on the next podcast, which is now, is I'm going to give you a whole nother shape-shifting image to give you that's going to go along with the pearl. And this is going to go along with the teaching tonight of fate and destiny. While I feel that every word and every letter is a pearl, okay, it also shapeshifts into other things other than pearls as well. But I feel the most important energy of the word is, I believe, the pearl. And then I think everything kind of funnels out from there. And you'll see what I mean in a second, so stay with me. So a lot of times when I look at words and I know that they are inside of my heart like pearls under the ocean, which are made up of gossamer threads, okay? When you take them out of the bottom of the ocean, for me, the image sometimes transforms. Now remember, the pearl is a circle, but it's also like a sphere as well, right? It's spherical. So a lot of the times when I take a word out of the ocean, like I said, it transforms from like a pearl to a two-sided coin. And right now I'll give you a visual of just thinking of a quarter in real life. If you look at a quarter, it's a coin. And if we were to make that into a sphere and transform it into a pearl under the ocean, you'll kind of see where I'm going with this in a minute, right? So when I deep dive down into the ocean and I pick up my pearl that is a word or a letter, and I bring it up to the surface in my imagination, the pearl shapeshifts sometimes into a coin, a flat coin. It could be a quarter, it could be a dime, it could be whatever, but it's a coin. And a coin, as we know, has two sides. So last night when I was talking about the word fate and destiny, when I said that they are two different words, one word on one side of the coin and another word on the other side of the coin. Okay, so if you want to envision like a quarter, like you have a quarter in your hand and you're looking at it, one side of that quarter would say the word fate. And then when you flip it over, right, It says destiny. So it's kind of almost like when I'm gathering pearls under the ocean. And let's say I'm diving down deep as a mermaid. I see a beautiful pearl on the ocean floor. I bring it up. And it says the word destiny. Okay? And when I carry it up out of the water, and it transforms into the coin with two sides. So even though it is an absolutely beautiful pearl with the word destiny on it, when you flip it over and it turns into the coin, on the other side of that coin is the word fate. So that's kind of how I'm giving you a shape-shifting ability through your imagination, through this broadcast. So on one of my other broadcasts, I talked about the coin. And the old saying that they have about there's two sides to every coin and how that's a lie. There is two sides to every coin, don't get me wrong, but there's really three sides. There's the left side, there's the right side, which is the two sides, and then there's really three sides to every coin, which is the third side they don't want you to see, which is the parameter. The reason why I am giving you this new shape-shifting imaginative ability in regards to words being pearls and also coins is I'm giving you this for a purpose and a reason. Because within every word, there's always an opposite meaning within the pearl of that word. And in order to know and feel the power of both of those energies, of the supposed positive and supposed negative aspect, is it helps us to imagine the pearl coming out of the ocean, right? And as soon as it hits the air, it can always be a pearl, depending on what you want it to be. But I believe it's helpful to look at the pearl as we take it up out of the ocean and we look at the beauty of the word to realize that it's also a coin with two sides. And the two sides have been programmed into us to look at it as it just has two sides. But what I'm really gifting with you is the sight to know when you're looking at this, that even though you've been programmed to believe and feel that there's two sides to every coin, there is actually a third side that is the most important, which is the parameter, which is the side they do not want you to see. Why is the parameter important? Especially when delving in to activating your own heart's compass. Why is it important to know? I'll tell you why. Even though we are programmed to feel and see both aspects of the supposed positive and negative aspect of a word, meaning when I gave you the word the other day about destiny and fate, people would look at my telling of those words, that fate is the negative and destiny is the positive, and in some respects they are. But when you delve in to the third aspect of the coin, which is what they don't want you to see and look at, they want you to just look at the positive and the negative. In the word, this is why I'm talking about the perimeter and being able to lift up the pearl from the bottom of the ocean, transform it into the coin, you see? So you can see both sides of the coin of what the aspect of the word is, okay? But then not lose sight of the parameter. And the parameter of the coin is what I'm going to be talking about tonight. Without the parameter, I feel you're not going to get the full aspect of the word and or words that you gathered. So while in my human form, as I see, fate can be a very type of kind of a negative for me, it is, from my perception. It could be a very negative aspect of the flip side of destiny. And destiny could be the positive aspect, right? But this is where the perimeter comes in of the coin, you see? Remembering that what made up the coin is the perimeter. Without the perimeter, there would be no left and no right of the side of the coin. So let's say the perimeter is the agreement between the two halves. In other words, when you have one side of the coin, which is fate, and the other side, that is destiny, you could look at fate and destiny as fate being negative, destiny being positive, but a true visionary sees that within the center of the left and right of the coin is the agreement to both of the sides by the perimeter. The perimeter is the agreement of the both sides, you see, bringing them both together. And another visual I'm going to give you is you might say, when you see a coin, okay, but you flip it so you see the perimeter in front of you, right? That is the spiritual handshake between both of the halves of the coin. What is the spiritual handshake? It's like a hand that's holding on to the other hand in agreement of the both of the sides of the coin. And without that agreement, with both of the sides having a spiritual handshake in the center, which is the perimeter, there would be no left and right. So, the way I look at fate and destiny is instead of looking them at as opposing energies, I'm looking at the both of those energies as friends. There's actually a spiritual handshake between the two saying, destiny's saying to fate, instead of making you wrong or bad, I'm going to learn from you. And fate is going to say, you know what? You're right. I'm going to learn from you, Destiny. We're going to learn from the left side and the right side. And in the middle, we will meet. An agreement that both sides agree to learn from each other. So, let's see, what else could I say about that? So the parameter is also, I feel, is the child. And I feel the left and the right of the coin is the mother and father. The center is the child, and it's where all the magical things happen and where miracles happen. And that's when both of the sides come together in an agreement to shake hands and learn from each other. So, being able to shape shift in the imagination, I feel, certain pictures that I'm giving you, like the pearl, being able to shape shift that as you rise up out of the ocean and you bring it up into the daylight. Being able to look at the pearl, but then also see the coin with the parameter is highly important, because whatever word that is calling to you to choose, or that's choosing you, when you choose that word, okay, there's always a flip side of that word. What's the opposite of that within that that it contains? And you have to be willing to see all sides of that. You've got to be willing to look at the negative aspect, the positive aspect, and the center, which is the perimeter, which brings both of them together as friends, shaking hands to learn from each other and how can we make this better? Right? Sometimes I think we get too, and I know I do, I get too caught up in this means something negative, this is bad, and this word is really good, okay? And while that's exactly what people do, and that's normal, and that's fine, however you look at a word, just always realize, no matter what, there's always a center. And the center agrees to learn from both aspects for a higher purpose, I believe. So tonight, this is another class on how to shape shift the pearl into the coin. The pearl is at the bottom of the ocean. As we lift it up and out of the water, it shapeshifts into a coin with two sides. But I'm giving you the secret. The secret is the perimeter. And if you keep getting caught up in saying this is negative, this is positive, agree to the parameter, do your spiritual handshake, okay? and thank both of the sides for being there and learn from both. Okay? Without making them right or wrong or whatever. The most important aspect, I believe, well, it's all the different aspects that are important, but I feel ultimately the most important aspect is the spiritual handshake. But once you know better, then you do better. Right? So that's the teaching tonight. I actually just got a small download about how the pearls are actually, when you lift them up, they turn into coins. And there's two sides of the coin. And because no matter, like I said, no matter what word is magnetically drawn to you, whatever you choose, just remember there is an opposite, supposed opposite, right? Energy within that. But like I said, it's the center of the coming together of the two aspects where you agree to learn from both and do better. So I guess that's my little class for tonight. And this goes along with my all of my compass ones that I've done. I did so far, this is my third one, and I'll probably be doing another one in a few more days. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I really hope that you're able to use all this information to help guide yourself to where you feel is your most highest potential. Okay? I love all of you and have a wonderful night. Bye for now. Well, hello, everybody. And welcome to the Chamber of Her Liquid Secrets. So, tonight, I wanted to thank all of you for joining me because this is going to be a very free flow podcast. In regards to a few decisions that I've made, in regards to everything that has been going on here on Earth. And I guess I'm going to have to give it a different name. But, which I'm kind of grasping for straws right now to kind of think of a different name to give it. But in regards to everything that has happened in regards to the jab, this podcast is going to probably be a way different than all my others because right now I feel like I'm being called to come out and take a stand and to create a blueprint. And this is going to be more than a blueprint. It's going to also be a template. For a body, the human body to be a sacred vessel for the light within. So, as of this moment, I am transforming into a reverend. And I've gone up under Elena or Lilith Ocean. So tonight I'd like to give my name that I'm going up under as a reverend, Elena Yannicello. That is my maiden name. That is the name that I was born with. And I'm really making a stand tonight. So I guess I'm asking all of you that are listening, to understand that I'm creating sacred space at this moment in time, to really define myself in the airwaves. And what I feel that I'm here to do, I feel like I'm here to help light the way about the temple body. I feel that I'm here to light the way for love, choice, and freedom, and whatever that is for you. I am for medical freedom. So whatever that feels to you is what you should do. Whatever feels right for you. However, because of my age and everything I've been through in my life, even though I am for medical freedom and medical choice in whatever you decide is right for your own body, I'm not here to argue anymore. I'm here to take a stand for medical freedom in whatever that is for you, but I personally feel that my temple body is holy, and I do not take anything inside of my body that is foreign. I don't believe for me in taking the jab. And I feel that the human body was made to be lit up by the particles of light that are within the living food, fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. Now, have I been perfect? No, I haven't. Am I heading that way to try to be as good as I feel like I can be? Yes, I am. I am for opening the planet up for love in whatever choice you feel is great for you. But for me, my choice for my body is the freedom to say no. And to not be prejudiced against my decision or anybody else's decision. But I am not going to sit on a panel of with a panel of people and go back and forth, even though I feel that everybody has the right to make their own choice, no matter what that is. So what I'm doing is I'm creating a church, a temple. I don't have a physical location yet. Do I know if I'm going to have a physical location in the future? I'm kind of heading in that direction. But as of this moment, what I'm receiving from spirit is that everybody is their own church. And a church is a temple of where the light resides, where the light sits inside your body, inside your heart. It courses through your whole body. So as you can see, this is going to be a very different podcast. And as of this moment, I'm claiming myself to be a minister of her holy light. So, I'm here to teach about the goddess's love for everybody, whatever that is. And I am for having a religious exemption, which is the law. For me, it's been interesting because I had to get to the point where I learned so many different things for so many different channels and people about what's happening. The other day, me and my husband went to a restaurant that we've always gone to, okay, to sit down and have food. When I walked in, they asked me if I had a card for getting the jab. And I said no. I said under Title VII, I have a religious exemption. And they wouldn't seat us, so we left and we decided to never go back. So what I'm trying to really create, what I am creating at this moment in time, is a website, which is not done yet. And I'm also on, as of this moment, I am on a website called Podpage, which I'll be giving out the information in another day or two. As a quick side note, I just wanted to say that for the last three episodes of my podcast, I've given out free information, okay, about gathering the pearls at the bottom of the ocean. Those three podcasts were a class. And everything that I do, that I give out under my church slash temple, is going to be free. I'm not going to ask for any money, simply because I do not want to be connected up under the 50, I think it's called 501c3, the religious thing through the government. Because I want to be able to speak out about whatever the hell I want to speak out about. So as of in this moment in time, everything I do that is within the church and the temple is free. However, I will be opening up a whole nother side of a business, okay? That I will end up being selling different products and things up under that. Tonight I feel kind of like I'm grasping for words because I am so tired and so many things have happened these last few days. So you'll have to excuse me. I'm probably not going to be sounding my best tonight, and I have a lot of information that I'm trying to secure into this podcast at this moment in time as a sacred space for the ideas that are coming because so many things have happened in regards to the jab. So I'm going toward as the temple body as a church. Everybody has their own temple body. And the temple body is a church. all churches were fashioned under or with the body, the womb, the female womb. And nobody knows this. If you've been into the feminine mystery schools and you've read books along this order, you will know that all churches really are the temple of the feminine body. Okay? And in the very beginning of time, you know, these temples were goddess temples. So what I feel that I believe is that I do not really believe in the germ theory. I believe in the terrain theory. The terrain theory is what you feed your body, okay, goes to build, okay, your cells and everything inside of your body, which goes to how well you ward off disease and anything else. So I am a total terrain theory person. And I feel that the people that are doing a lot of these different things on Earth, you know, they're the ones that have lied to us. You know, hell, we didn't even get the straight story. We didn't get any story at all, no truth at all about slavery. I don't know about you, but do you know what? I didn't hear one thing about slavery when I was in school as a kid. Not one. So we've been, according to what I feel, we've been lied to for a reason. Okay? What you feed yourself is highly important as far as I'm concerned. I believe that the body, okay, that the earth is approximately 70 to 75% water. Our bodies are 70 to 75% water. We should be eating at least water content rich food, at least 75 to 85%. And I feel it should be even higher than that. Let's see, what else? So, I don't really know exactly right now how everything is going to be on my end as far as setting things up, because I am so far out of the box about the way I think and the way I do things. And I really feel that people need this different kind of blueprint, okay? So while my body is the church and the temple of the divine God and goddess, okay, I feel that everybody's body is the divine temple of the God and goddess, of the fire within, okay? And it's up to you to choose. It's your choice. It's your medical choice what you want to do with your body and what you don't want to do. Okay? But as far as I'm concerned, I am not going to sit here and argue with people pro-jab. I'm just not. I'm sorry, but I can't do it. So, even though I do believe in medical freedom, okay, what I'm really trying to do is gather people that believe in the sovereignty of the body and religious exemption. Let's see, what else? As of right now, I feel like I'm headed toward a brand new way of thinking and feeling about what the human body was really meant to do. I started getting downloads a few years ago, and one of my podcasts centered on the Temple Body Starship Blueprint. That I feel that the temple body, the body, okay, is not only a sacred temple for the light that is within you, but that light that's inside of you, that's been, they've tried to put out by the Frankenfoods, by the fucked up air and the fucked up water, tried to dampen the light's ability to be able to have our magical abilities intact as far as being able to be to do telepathy, and we should be able to do all kinds of things, you guys. And I feel that they're trying to stop heaven on earth in the 5D, which is not happening. But I'm creating a sacred space, putting my feet down on the earth and creating a line in the sand. And this is my line in the sand. And I'm standing for love, overall love, choice, and freedom in whatever you decide to do. And what I decide to do to my body or not do. But I think it's wrong to make people try to do things and to stand there and say it's not about choice and freedom. Yeah, it is about choice and freedom. Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. It's all about choice and freedom. And I believe overall, I believe in the sanctity of life, but I believe the overall umbrella which goes over that is sovereignty of your own body, your own choices. If we don't have sovereignty and freedom over our own body, okay, then any movement we do in regards to that is not going to be joyous and it's not going to be happy. So that's just part of how I feel. But so I've been called, I'm going to define this better. I've been called to create my own religion. And maybe I'm kind of, this is like a call out to other people. Maybe you should create your own religion. However you feel the light inside of you talks to you. Okay. Oh, let's see. We're also, I think for me, I'm not only going to make this about sovereignty and freedom and love and choice. Okay. But being a researcher is highly important. A researcher is huge. So the foundation of my religion is going to be in about individual sovereignty and the human body as the church. Let's see. Okay, and also, as far as my religion, it's all about finding your own unique path that is fueled by your own symbol or symbols, totems and rituals, and beliefs. And I'm also going to be throwing in freedom of movement. Okay. And also, I just wanted to state here about the law in regards to this. So, the U.S. Constitution has protected rights. Those are marriage, procreation, abortion, private consensual homosexual action, and also the protected rights for medical treatment and, ready, your right to refuse medical treatment, even if it's life-saving medical treatment. I'm also for body autonomy. And there was also, this is really huge too. Let's see, this was on June 16th in 2011. Kennedy, Ginsburg, and Breyer. The Supreme Court reasserted not just state sovereignty, but individual sovereignty. Federalism Protects Sovereignty, Code 229. And that's huge. So, I guess tonight for me was just a way to carve out a sacred space in the airwaves for what I'm planning to do. I'm planning to start a church and create my own religion from my beliefs inside of myself. And giving the blueprint or the template to other people if you're feeling called to do so. And I still feel like there's a part of me that actually wants to have an actual physical space or slash location somewhere. Which right now what I'm trying to do is find a website other than Podpage. And I just actually started a Podpage website where I'm putting all of my anchor podcasts onto. So it will be a lot more professional. Tonight, I just kind of wanted to thank everybody, that people that are listening, because I feel like it's really helping me to be able to define kind of what I'm creating for myself and other people if they're feeling called to create. I know that my own religion is going to be around everything and anything to do with clean air, clean water, clean food. I think veganism is highly important. But once again, I believe in everybody's freedom to do what they need to do for their own body. But for me, I'm going high raw, high living food, meaning probably anywhere from 80 to 100%, and it's gonna probably be more toward 95%, and then the rest maybe dehydrated food that I make, learning how to sprout, learning how to grow sprouts and microgreens are a really huge thing. And it's a really cost-effective way to get massive nutrition into your body. I'm going to start a juicing protocol where I'm going to start juicing every single day, along with my husband, too. It's going to be both of us together. Let's see, what else? And my religion so far, I'm deciding, is going to be called Flying Mermaid Tahini, because that, you know, involves my symbol and my totem. As you can see, this is going to be a very different and out-of-the-box religion. It's going to encompass the earth as number one. Because nothing really means anything, you guys, if the earth is being screwed with the way she's being screwed with. It doesn't fucking matter. So the earth to me is like number one. Living food, feeding your body really high quality organic living food as much as you can. Like I said, clean air, clean water, clean food. Also exercise, movement of the body, stretching, yoga, for me, trampoline, all kinds of different health practices, things that we've never even been told about, you guys, okay? Things that we should have been told about, but either people didn't know any better or the system didn't want us to know, okay? The truth about what really happened in our history, being able to teach about slavery and also about women's history, the true history of the whole goddess movement from the very start, I think it's really important to tell the truth in how we treat our kids, you know, what we teach our kids is so, so important. Let's see, what else? Also, I think that art to me is really high up there as far as finding something that you love to do that's artistic and that helps to make you feel really good. For me, it's art journaling. I love to art journal and create paintings, create sacred stories with my pictures and writing, poetry. Let's see, what else? And there's a lot more that's all hooked up into this, okay? And I've had so many different things happen to me these last few days. That's why I decided to just carve out the sacred space. Of what I'm planning to do. So I'm not only a teacher, I'm a minister and trying to help bring heaven on earth in my small way, whatever I could do. Also, I think for me, it's almost like you help to bring heaven on earth by what you fuel your body with. Okay? And for me, that's like at least 80 to 90% living food, juices, fresh juices that you make yourself. I just feel that there's so much happening in the world right now, and I think everybody just needs to just sit back and really decide for yourself of how you feel about what you're really here to do. Because I think a lot of us have been brainwashed into thinking, you know, other things. But I think if you really sit back and really think and feel deeply about what you're really here to do and where the love is in your heart. What are the things that you really love to do and feel very deeply about? I feel that you really need, and the world needs your love of what you love to do. And I think that's part of the problem and could be the issue. You've got massive amounts of people not really doing what they were here to really do. Okay? Which is another reason why I'm stepping up and saying, look, this is me. This is what I believe in. This is what I feel. I'm creating my own religion. Do I really super know what it looks like yet? Not. I kind of have some of it carved out. But because it's, like I said, it's so far out of the box, I have to really define it. And this is part of the definition is being able to courageously sit down and have my voice carve out a sacred space on Anchor saying, this is who I am. This is what I believe in. Okay? This is where I'm heading. And you can create your own blueprint in your own church, or if you like my ideas, you can connect up with me. But I'm not doing any, like, you know, oh, I think the jab is just fine. No, overall, no, it's not. But do I believe in your choice of what you want to do? Sure. But I don't want to discuss that part. If you really feel that you want to get the jab, that's fine. It's none of my business. Okay, so just do what you feel you need to do. But what I'm mainly doing is connecting up with people that are here for the sovereignty of the human body and the soul and the light that is in you from God and Goddess. Okay? So, and no matter what anybody, what any decision somebody makes is, I feel that no matter what, I love you no matter what you decide, and that's fine. But I'm not gonna spend any time trying to talk somebody in to my belief. You either believe in the overall sacredness of the human body, okay? Or you want to go the other way, which is fine. That's your choice. But I'm not going to discuss that other part because it gets me too angry, to be honest with you. So whatever you decide to do, I love you, okay? But I'm here to teach about the sacredness of the body and to keep it holy and to give it loving food. Food that loves your body. Okay? So, this is where I'm heading. In a few more days, I'm going to probably have a website up. And my website right now is going to probably be a blog. Because I don't have enough money at this point to even start my own website. But I did the pod page because that right now is free. So, just to let you guys know, and then in a few days, I will give out my pod page address for people to go to. You're also welcome to go to Facebook. And if you like any of my ideas about in this podcast, I have a Facebook group page called Temple Body Starship. So just know that if you decide to become part of that group, there's not going to be any, let's see, there's not going to be any wrangling back and forth about what that page is about and what how I feel and think about how the human body is sacred and that I feel that it's really a starship. So you should only go on there if you really feel connected up to what my thoughts and feelings are on this broadcast. Okay? As I'm not 20 years old anymore and have my whole life ahead of me. I am now 60, going on 61, and I'm here to create change through love. Okay? So anyway, thank you guys for listening. I love you. No matter whatever anybody decides, I love you. Okay? And I will do another podcast in probably another day or two, maybe three at the most. Okay? I love you and have a good night.